I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Welcome, ladies, to the first edition of Ragtime in 2017. Nicole and I are coming to you from a fallout shelter because we are off the grid except for this one recording because we are starting our resistance. Not really. But I mean, like, we could be living in your basement.
You could.
It might come to that.
It might.
Because actually, somebody tweeted that if you said Donald Trump would mention World War III at day 9, please come to guest services because you won the jackpot.
Oh, my God.
because he did today, apparently, citing that Lindsey Graham and John McCain need to get off their asses and figure out how to defeat ISIS.
Oh, yeah. He did an executive order that they had to figure it out in 30 days.
Wait. I'm sorry. Donald Trump signed an executive order that
saying
Lindsey Graham...
chiefs of staff, that, like, the people that are working on it, like, have to, in 30 days, come up with a plan.
I swear to
you... Like, they haven't been working on it prior to this.
Like, we haven't been working on it since 2001?
So when he was walking around on his campaign trail saying, hey...
I got people that know what's gonna happen.
No, you said he had a plan to defeat ISIS. It was to make an executive order and ask somebody else to do it.
Wow.
As you can see, this is where this one's going. I think pretty much Ragtime is now just our State of the Union every month because
I can't fucking handle this. I think we have to have some levity for our audience. And like, pick a topic that's more, like, closer to home,
uh-huh.
You know, before, like, we just shit all over Trump. Because we all feel the same way. We're all pissed off. We're all exhausted. We all feel hopeless. We're depressed.
I got nothing. What do you want me to be funny about?
Yes. Well, we have a collective one.
What?
Okay. We hate...
Everything's meaningless. Was that it?
No.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
What about your child?
Oh, yeah.
That one?
I apologize for bringing her into this.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, man.
Well, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Who did? Okay. So, let's bring it back, you know, closer to home. You and I kind of, like, have a collective grievance. The fact that our wives don't get back to us in a timely fashion. However, they will address us in a different form of media.
Oh, yeah, that's the most agitating fucking thing ever.
Thank you. You, case in point, you texted your wife and was, like, crickets for how long? Like, hours.
2 hours, 3 hours.
But then, yet, she posted, she... commented on something on viewers on Facebook like 20 minutes after the text.
Yes. So I got so annoyed I couldn't take it anymore. I was like looking at my phone. I'm like, she's using the same fucking device to go on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's at work. So she has time to do that. So then I went on the Facebook feed and was just like, why are you talking to me on this, but you don't answer my texts that are actually asking you questions. Impertinence.
And of course, that her response was, who dis?
Yeah. Who dis new phone? Really fucking funny. And then I wrote back, the bitch is going to slap you across the face. And then she wrote, nope. And then my other friend China went, ooh, snap. Like, she was just joining down the fact that I'm yelling at her on Facebook. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And I mean, I love my wife, obviously. But let me just, apparently now, in order for me to get her attention... If I want her to read something or watch something,
you
I need
to tit out.
That wouldn't even work. Unless it's in her DMs and Twitter. I have to direct message her.
Okay.
Via Twitter.
All right.
Be like, you need to watch this. Because she comes home and I'm like, hey, did you see the email that I sent you? No, I don't check email anymore.
That's so 2016.
I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, it's obvious with your 20,000 emails you have in your Yahoo account, clearly. Like, what are you doing?
Same thing. Sarah doesn't delete any emails. It's like this. Ugh. It's like a mental patient's email account.
Why doesn't she delete it? Does she even read it, or she just looks at
I don't know. I either delete it, put it in a folder if it's something I need to save, like starred, like, you know, a receipt or
exactly.
an event. Or I pitch it. Like, I hate having shit in my inbox.
Oh, my God. It's so frustrating. And, you know, it's so funny that there's, like, two types of people. And it's just, like, and I think, you know, opposites attract.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with her, and, like, I mean, she's very organized with different things, like, planning itineraries and stuff. Like, man, she is on it. Where I'm more like, hey, like, I need a place to stay, but let's just wing it. Like, I don't really care. But, like, when it comes to, you know, my emails and, like, my home, like, I need, obviously, order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But her, she's like, nope. It's, like, completely opposites. And now, you know, like, I was had a point with this because now all of a sudden the beer hit me.
Well, the best part with Sarah is that she has two phones.
Oh, right. So does my wife. But it's like, I think there are two different people in this world. One that are like, you know, very organized in certain parts, you know, and others that are not. You know what I mean? And like, and if you find that person, you obviously belong together because clearly you are compatible because you are two differences make one.
I'm not quite sure where Sarah's organized.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, where you were organized.
She could pack a car like a bitch.
See, there it is. See? There it is.
She packed all her college belongings into a Dodge Shadow hatchback.
What?
She packed all of her into a Dodge Shadow hatchback.
Okay. Well, let's rewind. How much does she have?
It's Sarah. whatever you can cram into half of a dorm room, she did it.
Wow, basically.
Way more than anyone else in the dorm had.
I'm sure.
And then she got into the back of the Dodge.
She got in the back? Who was driving? Wasn't she driving?
Well, that it's a hatchback. That's how she put it all in the back of it.
Oh, I thought you said that she got in the back of it.
No.
Like, well, who's driving?
She, like, Tetris packed that thing.
I mean, there you go, see?
Yeah.
There it is. So, there, you know, we're annoyed that our wives do not get back to us in a timely fashion. So annoying. Oh, and then, I didn't know what Eskimo sisters were.
Who's that?
Apparently, it's a girl if you've slept with the same person as somebody else.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you slept with Pauline.
Why is it called an Eskimo sister?
Because I guess, like, you were bumping muffs. You know, like, Eskimo kisses? You know, like, you know Eskimo kisses.
Yeah,
like,
what does that have to do with?
I don't know! It was so dumb when somebody Eskimo said on the sisters. Radio, and it's just like, I thought.
So it's like if we both bang the same person, we'd be Eskimo sisters. Okay.
Yeah. Unless it's just a straight thing.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Straight. I don't know either.
Yeah, it's be lesbians or.
I would think it's just like the same
just
person.
Lesbians,
but it's like you're kind of just. I always thought you share the same sexual partner.
Now, what if you had a threesome? Are you all Eskimo sisters?
Yes. I think so, yes. Yes. And to kind of like bring it back to today's politics. So the march was last week.
Yes.
And I will say this, like, all for women power. It was awesome, you know, like seeing all these people that feel the same way that we do, hate this fucking douchebag and all this stuff. But I will say this, it was a long day coming back from DC.
Yeah. And I went to Trenton.
You're pretty...
I was having lunch by 12:30.
Yeah, and you were shopping. Like, we haven't even started walking yet. You're like, I'm at the mall. I'm like, I secretly hated you.
I thought you did. Because I think Sarah, I think Heather's annoyed that we're already done.
I'll admit it. I was a little bit. Like, I'm glad we went. But I mean, like, the amount of bullshit to get there.
Oh, yeah. Because it was insane. Like, the amount of people that showed up, they were not expecting it. So the buses just, and all the traffic.
The traffic, I mean, like, whatever. And, like, our itinerary to our bus changed before. And we didn't even know about it, so technically we missed our bus.
Uh-huh.
And then the one, like, older lady that was on the bus, we had our backpacks packed with, you know, like, food and toilet paper in case, like, the spot of pots didn't have any. Like, we were, like, ready to go camping, in a sense. She's like, you can't take this with you. Shut your face!
Yeah.
Like, why are you raining on my parade, bitch? And I'm like, oh, wait, what? So then finally, Pauline reads the directions, because, like, on the website, and this is where, like, she lacks in organization, because she doesn't read her emails, it said you need to bring a clear backpack, or a bag that's a certain size, and ours was too big, which then prompted...
What did you do?
Pauline looked up, like, lockers or whatever, and apparently there were lockers in Union Station. Wrong! Because there used to be lockers pre-2001, pre-9/11. After 9/11, no more lockers. So then it was, we checked our bags with the Amtrak baggage check. However, we were in line, and then, like, someone, like, brought a rope over and said, we're at capacity, you guys, we can't take your backpacks. And we're like, are you kidding me? It's like, they're just two backpacks. Like,
yeah.
They just put it on the floor. Like, who cares? Just,
yeah.
And they're like, no, we're at capacity. But, like, you can wait and see if someone comes and gets a bag. We're going to wait.
Yeah.
Because, like, we didn't want it to be confiscated and then have to deal with all that bullshit. Yeah. And, like, going...
Where did
like,
you do all the shit that you needed, though?
We just, like, took out things that we needed. Like, obviously, phone, you know, money, and then, like, a granola bar if we got hungry during the walk. You know, like, you got to carb up.
Oh, my God.
So... And then, luckily, we were eventually able to check our bag. But the best was, is that the workers had told us they couldn't take our bags. All of a sudden, and then we were kind of, like, around the corner, so they couldn't really see us. A guy comes walking up, doesn't see, like, this long line of women. Because, like, somebody checked out of their... I felt really bad. Like, these lesbians behind us checked out of their Airbnb that they booked a long time ago, uh-huh. thinking that Hillary was going to be inaugurated. So, so, like, when she didn't win... And then they just thought, and then they found out that the Women's March was happening. They're like, you know, we're just going to, we'll just stay, we'll keep it, and then we'll go to the march.
Yeah.
Thinking that someone, like, they can just bring their bags to the train station, and they would hold their luggage. I don't know where those ladies went.
Oh,
I don't know. I really don't know what happened. But luckily, so this guy comes walking up, and he's like, I just got a backpack. Thank God for Pauline and her height. Because she was like, nope, 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 nope. She's like, line's back here. We're next. So if you're taking backpacks, you're taking ours too. She's like, come on, Heather. I'm like, oh. All right. I wasn't even like done like packing up all my pockets.
Like, give me the backpack.
Like, oh, there you go. Like, Jesus. So yeah, so checked our bags, got in line for the bathroom, and then we started to walk.
I know. Ours is like totally harsh too. Like, we woke up.
Shut up. You're an asshole. Oh, yeah, what time did you wake up?
We had to be, like, on the road really early. Like, I think we got on the road 7:15. Yes. And then we got bagels and coffee because we left a little early from Rook and the bagel place.
Yeah.
And
then, I feel so sorry for you.
And then, like, it was smooth sailing, but then the exit to Trenton took us, like, 10 extra minutes to get off the highway.
I would like to voice my complaint about Nicole.
I mean, to stand for like an hour and a half.
Oh, so I know. I feel so sorry for you. So anyway, after like all this bullshit, right? We're tired. You know, we just want to like relax, whatevs. Our bus ends up because there was hardly anybody on the bus going because they fucked up. They took in more people.
Mm-hmm.
These four ladies did not stop talking. For 3.5 fucking hours.
Oh,
and
my
all
God.
They talked about.
Like the view, like.
Yes.
Ugh,
but about their children and their birthing techniques.
What?
Yes. Oh,
for 3 hours.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I guess either they're trying to have the second kid or one's pregnant with their first. I don't know, but they're talking about some birthing center and they had two midwives and this, that, whatever. I found out a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And one, like, two women, they kind of, like, realize it's dark, people are tired, they kind of, like, had kept to their inside voice. Nope. One wanted to chime in. It was as if, like, she needed the whole bus to hear her.
Oh,
and it was, like,
God.
Nails on a chalkboard. And it's like, I swear to God, we were just at a women's march. I love women, but shut the fuck up. Shut up.
We're all united, but you are a piece of shit. Oh, you're annoying me.
I don't give a shit about your kid having to wear a brace, and it was awful to change his diaper. I don't care. Oh, God.
So you want to hear something edited today? I'm just kidding.
I don't mind that, because I haven't been traveling and like been up since 3:30 in the morning.
Do you want to hear how she was birthed?
No! Because you had it cut out of you. Yeah, so, no. Oh!
What?
So, speaking of birth and whatever,
mm-hmm.
I hate Ivanka Trump.
Who doesn't?
Because she, like, her kid just took its first steps in the White House.
Ew.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but I hate you. No, like that, but no. And then, you know what that fucking this is so... I use this word lightly, usually, but not for this, not for her. You know what this cunt fucking did? She posted a picture yesterday. Did you see this?
No.
Of her and her husband going to some gala or whatever. And she talked about her dress. And she talked about this and whatever. Like, what gala they were going to. What fundraiser or whatever. Meanwhile, people are protesting for the refugees to come into the country. Yeah. Get a fucking clue, you fucking bitch. I just can't. Okay, I'm back being angry.
And they're still protesting. We just saw that it was live. I had a video on Facebook from Free Hugs Project that... second day of JFK. And that's amazing. And that's where I learned that you don't read comments.
That was my other... I was thinking, I hate Twitter. Like, yeah.
It just shows you how much in the white closet we were, because, like, now that I follow, like intentionally follow more people of color, and follow people who are Muslim, and follow activists, and I see the thread under their posts, it is... If that is what Twitter is like every day for anyone that isn't white, why are you even on it? I don't even know. Like, I get so agitated just reading it, and it's not even directed at me.
Right.
And I'm just like, I cannot believe this. This is, like, so much hatred on here.
I mean, Twitter should just go away.
Facebook's just as bad, though, especially with the Facebook Live now. We just saw.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 70% of the comments of people protesting were like, I bet these are welfare recipients. They should go home. Why didn't they protest for our vets? I love that. That's my new favorite thing. That's what I'm a bitch about. Whenever someone does something, why weren't they doing something else? It's like, well, they're doing something. Why can't we appreciate that? Like the Women's March. I saw so much shit where it's like, why are you marching for women in Saudi Arabia? Because that's not what the fucking march was about. And the march was about something, and so people did something. So why does it always have to be, well, you didn't do enough, or you should do this instead?
Right.
It's like, go fuck yourself.
My favorite is women who commented and said,
oh, yeah.
Why are they marching? We're equal. It's like, you know what?
It's like your life might be perfect in your head, but not everyone's is.
Correct.
Yeah.
And also, we're paying homage to the women that came before us to allow you to go on television and say what you just said.
Yeah.
And or comment somewhere and have people follow you and respect you. We're marching for those women too.
I just don't get why, like, no matter what someone does, it's always like, why are you doing this? Like, I see that all the time on people of color's Twitter. It's like, well, where were you when this happened? It's like, that's not what, they can't take care of every plight in the world. You know?
Right.
This is exactly what they're choosing to make their life about.
Exactly.
Did you do anything about that? Or, like, what were you talking about where, it was Sarah was telling me an article about half of a family from Syria is here, and the other half was literally coming in that day, yesterday.
Right.
They had, like, all privately funded apartment in Chicago, furniture, they were getting groceries together for them, like, people helping them.
Is this the same family that sold everything and jumped through every hoop?
Yep.
That the government threw at them. Like, every flaming hoop.
And now they're fucking stuck there. And then people are commenting like, I barely can make it from check to check. Why are we helping them? And no one's helping anyone here. It's like, that's not... Your thing has nothing to do with their thing.
Right.
If you help someone, maybe in turn you will be helped.
God forbid someone decides to bomb this country.
Yeah.
And we're all disbanded.
Yeah.
Right? And we have to go... It's basically the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And we have to go, say, to London or to Australia. And they say, nope.
Wouldn't blame them.
And you know what? And these people would think, well, we're American. Yeah. They should let us in. Why aren't they helping us? Like, come on. Like,
we're Christians.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, when Ivanka posted that picture last night, there was a 5-year-old kid who was separated from his mother for hours. Can you imagine you're a 5-year-old kid separated from your mother and you don't know what the fuck is going on?
Exactly.
How scary is that? Yet, you're talking about your dress.
Yeah.
Talk about being so...
Yeah, now's not the time to, like, talk about your rich events. I don't give a shit.
I don't think they get it. Like, they're so disconnected. They just don't get it.
It's, like, totally like a dictator's family.
Absolutely is.
It's, like, anybody you can think of, like, because Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, like, all these people who had their family, like, are surrounding them.
Right, and no, And I would say not that nobody sees it, because clearly half the country sees it and we're fighting it, which is awesome. But, like, the people who should see it aren't, because they're getting their information from Fox News.
Yeah, like and the fucking piece of shit I saw today.
Right, right.
And My first sighting.
Of the hat? Yep. Nicole saw the Make America Great Again hat.
First sighting with somebody on, I was disgusted.
I don't blame you.
Fucking white piece of shit.
It's like, it evokes such anger and
especially at violence. This point, with everything that's going on right now, and you still have the gall to wear that fucking hat.
Clearly.
Around anyone and not think it's associated with negativity and just bad things.
I get like that guy just doesn't care.
That means he thinks what's going on is good and right. It's amazing to me.
Right.
Like, how do you think displacing people and not helping people is good?
Right. Right.
Everyone just needs a good fucking pimp slap.
I agree.
Forget the free hugs project. Let's do the pimp slap projects.
Yeah, they would respond better to violence. But
just a nice pimp slap. It doesn't have to be like a punch. Just a nice backhand to the face.
Yeah, and you want a fresh one?
Yeah.
Give me another one. I have to practice with my left hand.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's starting to sting.
Yeah, a little bit,
the pimp slaps I have to give around this shit.
But, like, Fox News is a problem, too, because they're basically forcing the Republican propaganda.
And that's where Donald Trump gets all his information. Because when he's in interviews, he's like, well, Fox News this, Fox News that.
Right.
It's like, you get briefings. You should be getting intelligence briefings. Why are you watching Fox News?
He's like a fucking 5-year-old with an intent. Obviously, he's a 5-year-old with the same attention span. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, they said
he doesn't give a shit.
They literally said that on The Daily Show. Like, Trevor Noah was like, they should make, if this is where he gets his news, they should make it like you would do a video for a toddler.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a video every morning for his intelligence briefing. He's like, yay, intelligence briefing.
line up, everybody, yeah.
And they could do a little Fox News-esque thing for him so he can learn.
Seriously. I mean, because Fox News, if you watch Samantha Bee, which is awesome.
Yeah.
She showed clips that basically Fox News was like, well, you know, just the coastal elites were protesting.
No!
Dude, the Trump supporters only get their information from Fox News.
Yeah.
So if you're perpetuating the lie, you are also the problem.
Yeah, go on the internet. There was very tiny
groups and
communities.
It was so great. Yeah. Even, like, little tiny towns with, like, 300 people.
Yeah, there was, like, 15 women.
Yeah,
they got together.
Yeah, exactly.
So, everyone's connected, and they're not just liberals.
Yeah, and it's not on the coast.
Yeah.
And even all over the world, it was awesome.
I know.
So it's like, they stop spreading the lies.
It's because, like, now their plan is to, like, like separate, conquer, and divide. It's like
Right. Make
the coasts the hated people. They're the
elitist
liberals who are a bunch of assholes.
Right.
And everyone in the middle of the country is the heart of America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, now like California wants to secede from the union because they're like, people hate us anyway. We might as well just succeed. It's like, time you get the enough signatures and it goes through, Trump's going to be out of office.
I mean, maybe I'm a dick, but I think maybe our votes should matter more based on what the population is and, like, the diversity of it. Because, like, you understand the world a little bit more because you live around different cultures and different people.
Right.
Like, I know you do have different problems if you live in a different area that I don't understand. But it doesn't mean that you should stop being, like, you should just be subhuman and not care about anybody else. Like,
right. No, I totally agree.
I don't know. It's like, this, like, really read the Constitution and read about the founding of this country, and this is not how it's supposed to be treated.
Well, it was very interesting. Bill Maher just said on his show that the Electoral College was set up to keep a demagogue from taking office.
Yes, and it did not do
that. Well, the Electoral College failed us in this election because Trump, if you don't see it, is a demagogue.
Yes.
It's like the whole point of the Electoral College is to keep this from happening. I mean, he has conflicts of interest.
It's amazing how much I feel there is if he was anyone else. All this stuff that he has negative against him in, like, the con list. If this was Hillary, she'd be impeached. She wouldn't even
have been. But her emails.
Yeah.
But those emails.
If
she won,
and then all this stuff that is going on, if we found out that there's suspected ties with Russia, if she had businesses that she could be making money off of by using the powers of the country.
Right.
She wouldn't even have been inaugurated.
No. No, of course not.
Why was he?
boys will be boys. Which, I hate that saying, too. Yeah. I hate that so much. Again, that's why we voted. Well, I not voted, why we marched.
Well, that's what we can say after we pimp slap. Because girls will be girls.
Yeah. How do we start this? How do we start this movement of, like, girls will be girls? Like,
that's what girls do.
That's what we do. We ain't taking shit from nobody. How do we start this? How do we start this movement? But I did come up with...
Hashtag pimp slap like a girl.
Yeah, pimp slap like a girl. That's awesome. But moveon.org sent out that thing to print out, basically, like, yeah, you know, was
saying,
like,
that immigrants and refugees are welcome in your neighborhood, or at least in your home.
Right, exactly.
Because God knows our neighborhood, probably not.
No, we live in a Republican county. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So it's like no Muslim ban, right?
Yeah. And
no wall.
No wall. And Pauline's like, you know, she's so funny. She's like, that's a bit harsh. Is there something, like, nicer we can put in our window? I'm like, this is free. Like, you can go ahead and make something. And then I thought,
well, they make that sign that says, like, everyone's welcome here. And then it says it in different languages that you can get printed out. And it's like a yard sign.
Okay. I don't think she'd want to put it in the yard. But do you remember when you were a kid?
Well, then why doesn't she just go hang out with her Nazi friends?
Well, you need to dial that back.
Wow.
No, she came. Remember when you were a kid and if you were playing and somebody's house had that, like, those hands, the prayer hands in the window?
I didn't know what those were until I just looked it up because I saw it on a sign.
Oh, that meant it was a safe house, basically.
But isn't that like, what if you were a pedophile, just put that in your window?
Nowadays, you would think that, yes, yeah. But it's like, what if, because you guys, you know, have, like, your paper company or your stationery, like, whatever. What if you guys created something that's like that? You know, sort of like that people can put in their windows that's not as, like, in your face, like, you know.
Well, I guess like a safety pin.
Yeah, but like for your house.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you think I'm making like 100
displays? So I thought since we're actually going to be protesting a lot more because now we've become activists in our small way.
Yeah.
But like you make some with like postcard stock, obviously we all chip in whatever, and we hand them out to the rallies and we say what it is on the back, and then people are like, oh, this is awesome. They tell their friends, then we can start selling them and then donate the money to like the ACLU or HRC.
Oh, I thought we were going to pocket it and like go out to dinner.
No. No. Trademark, go on this trademark.
It's a trademark.
I don't know. This sign.
All right.
But that was my, you're not digging it?
You'd have to think of something. The I know. It depends on the only thing I can think of that's like known.
Or maybe it's point. like the rainbow.
Maybe it's Trump getting fucked in a donkey show.
Oh my. Sure. We're back to that again.
That's nice for your home, right?
With his face just going, hee-haw, hee-haw. Shit.
We're like, oh, that's a nice house. We can go in there.
Yeah. They're supportive of everything.
Yeah.
They're so open-minded.
Yeah.
No. We'll have to think of something. But yeah, I mean, she came up with that. But I don't know. So buckle up, ladies. It's going to be a long 4 years of ragtime.
Yep.
Just bitching about Trump. Because there's just so much shit.
Yeah, the first week was horrific.
Like, oh my God.
He literally did an executive order to make his inauguration day a National Patriotic Day.
Wait. What?
You didn't know this? Come on!
No.
It was on a list you sent me.
It was? Yes. It was not! Because I would have been like, what?
Yes, his inauguration is now on a national day of patriotism.
Hey, do I get the day off from work?
I don't know.
Damn it! If I get the day off from work, I'm going to take it off and go protest.
Yeah, it is.
Are you fucking serious?
That was the first or second executive order.
And if you watch him write his signature, I truly believe the conspiracy that Samantha Bee started
that
he can't read. Yep. Because it's like he knows how to make the D and then all of it's just scribbles.
Well, that's my signature too. That's just called laziness.
Mm.
I just put N and then I go squibble, squibble, squibble.
Yeah, but you write it really fast. He takes the time to write it.
Oh.
With his Sharpie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. In his tiny hands.
Maybe it's just tiny hands take longer to write things.
Maybe. Oh, keep living the dream.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, everyone. It's Denise from the Lesbian Lounge and My Lesbian Radio. I just want to give a quick shout out and a big thank you to Heather and Nicole for continuing with this Ragtime podcast, which is so much fun, and I so enjoy editing it. It's been an absolute blast. Here's to another year of rumblings and rants. It's been my pleasure to listen to them month after month. Great stuff. I couldn't agree more with most of these things. Maybe not so much the emails encouraging people to send me pictures of their rainbow-colored bush, but for the most part, just absolutely love what you guys are doing. So much fun. I feel like this is going to be the year that will be so much easier because there is so much stuff to rant and rave about now. So much stuff. It never ends. I actually fear going through my Facebook feed every day to see what went on while I was asleep. Chock full of good ranting material. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. I know it's a little bit late. We're a month in now. But you guys are doing a fantastic job, and I just love you. We are closing out this Ragtime episode with the song Trust No Bitch by Junk Sista. Ain't no bitch. Ain't no bitch that you can fix.
No bitch.